Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I gotta go, man. Yo, the podcast addict about to come on. Yo, Copa Thus in that cast. Yo, they be cutting it up like tight, real son.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer about to start the premiere podcast, The Attic. Weekly we get together and give you a fast zone.
Yo, they be
bugging. The Attic is comprised of co-producer,
yo,
the messenger.
Yo, this nigga always talk about God.
Baby sister.
Oh, she be having the time. Yo, this nigga, wow.
Nurse Carmen.
Yo, she come with the
sister
real.
Sister Pearl.
She know everything.
From Florida, Sister Sunshine.
Oh, she worldwide.
Hey, listen, sit back, relax. Prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background.
Yo, that's that guy.
Cannot be duplicated.
Yo, this man is nice.
You gotta come to Ohio.
Be nice on
the And when you get here, you gotta see AKA the menu.
The menu.
Let's get ready for the show.
Always keeping the tracks tight. It's Wednesday night, our new hour, 9 o'clock, and stand by for the world premiere podcast, The Attic. Every Wednesday night, we get together and we discuss current events and sometimes just made up shit that we figured you'd like to be entertained for 60 minutes. Having a long, hard hustle and bustle of the day, we provide strictly entertainment here. How we doing tonight, crew?
Great.
Good.
Don't be bashful. Okay. Is everybody good? Okay, we got a little background noise. We'll kill that out. Hey, but listen, I hope everybody's enjoying their week. And again, we're trying some new time slots here now. Again, as we try to grow the podcast, we were at 10. We're trying 9. Again, hoping to expand our listening audience. But we're going to keep it interesting, and we're always going to be entertaining. It's a live podcast, and as with this podcast or any of my other sites, I don't really play the filter game. If you want to get on this podcast and cuss your ass off, listen, if that's what you feel, I'm going to offer you the platform. Now, you know, we're going to keep that within some type of boundaries, but this is the place to stand up and make your case. Hey, but listen, you know, enough about that. Let's talk about what's really hot in the media this week, man. You know, let's get into what's going on in the media. Anybody hearing about this R. Kelly?
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Really, it really is.
It was just unreal. I'm sure everybody, or at least most people, have seen that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen that. The video you talk about, or the series?
Well, first of all, I had like a range of emotions, but the first one was just disgust. I went from being disgusted, and then I found myself just getting angry at the fact that the people around him just allowed it.
Yeah, they were aware of it. Grown folks.
And did nothing. I mean,
crazy.
Like, you know, people telling you, well, there was beds in the studio. Well, that's not normal to have beds in the studio. And then it's not normal for your people and your team to go out and get you find girls and stuff for you and be bringing them back. I mean, as far as high school and going to the malls and stuff like that, finding you little girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy to me. It's just crazy. Really, really crazy. Unbelievable. So that's how I felt about it. I fault the people in your team for just knowing all of that and doing nothing.
Right. I second that. That's crazy.
You know, I mean, these girls, you know, you were manipulating them, but the people in your team they were like pretty much co-signing all of that and doing nothing. And then parents too, because these girls are going off and going away for long periods of time, and parents just were sitting back and allowing it.
Yep, because it was R. Kelly. That's why.
Yeah, but it was kind of like you was pimping your kids.
Stupid.
It's just crazy to me. Really, just crazy.
Well, when you say,
and maybe they saw dollar signs. There was a bigger
picture. That's what I'm saying. It's like you were pimping your kids out.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it wasn't like that's what they were doing.
True. So true.
You know, and then a lot of them were saying, well, you know, I really just wanted to, you know, I wanted the chance to become, you know, to pursue my career. But at what point didn't you see that's not going to happen?
Right.
You know, he never put you, he never cut a record with you. You know what I mean? You're not going in the studio.
Yeah.
So at what point didn't you see that's not going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you're going in the studio, you just ain't laying down no tracks. You laying on the bed.
It's crazy.
Well,
you know, and he got you locked up in rooms. You got to ask him, can you eat? You got to get permission to use the bathroom. I mean, this stuff is crazy. Crazy.
Yo, listen, I think I probably sat back on that probably as long as I could have. But that nigga need his ass whipped. Now, I was talking to my man the other day, and he was saying, you know what, they can say whatever they want to say about whatever, but where was that girl's uncles and brothers and cousins? Because they in Chicago. That ain't like he the only gangster in town.
Right.
Somebody should have got to that ass, yo, and at least, man, I mean, again, I ain't talking about putting him to sleep, man, but I think an ass whooping early in life would have got him right, though. Because that's just some crazy, repugnant shit that he do. And a lot of people, again, and let me say this, because I don't knock just R. Kelly. He just so happened to be who's hot right now. Elvis Presley, most of you big-ass stars came up through that bullshit.
Thing. Yep.
And it's still just as wrong.
Thing.
Right. R.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Yeah, R. just a hot topic right now. But don't, please, audience, understand, he ain't sick by
that's
himself.
Right. He sure didn't.
Right, because Elvis Presley, his wife Priscilla, she was 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Because
he
was
14.
Elvis, he didn't get that kind of airplay.
That's right.
Now, let me say this to you now, okay, because I like to keep it 100 on this shit. Even though they had young wives, they have no shit like R. Kelly allegedly has. I would say allegedly, but could just imagine – you go get a person, and I'm watching the series, and when I really just, when he got that little girl, I can't think of her name, but that nigga decided she be better as his homeboy.
Oh, he made her, he turned into a boy?
I'm laughing, because I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just laughing because that's just an emotion I'm showing right now. But he made that little girl flip the whole script. And now you, my little buddy, you can't even wear girl clothes no more. But you know what? You know what I don't understand? And I'm sorry. How is it? What is it that he's doing to these? What is he doing? What kind of mind control? Or what kind of what makes them girls not want to get away from his ass, though? Because I'm sorry. And I'm going to turn this mic over to the cast in a minute. If you lock me in a room that ain't got no lock on the door, but the rules say I can't come out the damn room until I ask you. And I see your ass getting in the car, going to the studio or going someplace. Come on, I'm out. I'm out.
Right.
But that ain't from my understanding.
If you're going to the front door, look, if you're going to the front door to get the mail, I'm scooting out at the bottom of the door.
I get that.
It just tells me something is broken in you, meaning that that individual, something is broken in them.
Where their mindset was in their home life could have been worse
than
what they were
something is
with.
Broken in them, without a doubt. Yeah. Something is broken in them.
Now hold on one second, Cass. I got a caller. We got a new caller on, and I'm hear what my new caller has to say about this. Go ahead, caller. Oh, you just you don't want to, you got any words, caller? Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say something on the microphone.
Okay. I will say that I play reports about the brother.
Hey brother, I'm sorry, but your phone is breaking up really bad, and we can't hear you. Want to just hang up and maybe call right back?
Sounds better.
You want to hang up and call right back? Because I can't hear what
you're
saying.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Can't hear a word you're saying.
All right, sorry. Let me call you back.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, again, that's a problem. Like when a 16-year-old girl called her mom, and I'm sorry I don't have the names. I didn't follow that shit that close. But she called her mom, left school, got in the car, went 2 or 3 hours away to the studio with R. Come on. Anybody know that's not proper business. But you know what, though? In each one of those cases, now, again, I'm in Ohio. I'm not in Chicago with R. Kelly and his crew. But each one of those cases, you see where the parents was getting paid off in the front?
That's right. Money talks. That's right.
Whether it was I'm flying you back and forth, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that. So, again, I don't make no excuses for that sick shit that R. Kelly, again, if he found guilty, and all the evidence seems to point that way, but I'm sorry. Sometimes you just don't know till you know. So, and again, I'm leaning towards believing this shit, so understand that. But until all that shit is done and you find out if – now, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. What if them girls want to be there? Does that make it all right?
I don't think so. No.
No.
I don't think so. No, it doesn't.
No. They
because
minus.
Of the fact that they were – especially because they were underage to begin with.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
right.
it does.
Go ahead, Carla. Let you back on. Talk to me.
Hey, brother. I was calling to talk about R. Kelly. Man, they were saying that the brother had been himself – abused in a younger age and all
yeah,
that kind of thing.
He was molested by his sister. He sure was. Him
now,
and his younger brother. Yeah.
Now, that being understood.
Right.
That does not excuse any actions moving forward.
Right. Exactly.
Throughout your life, I'm sure you turn on the television. I'm sure you read a newspaper. I'm sure somehow, somewhere, you've understood or have it seem to be understood that what you're doing is wrong, period, point blank.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
In all reality, there's no excuses for the actions. And that goes for pretty much any of these guys who are doing this kind of pedophilia, you know, these actions out here with these young people.
But you know what, man? What I say about that, and again, this might sound sick and twisted, but hear me out for the real shit that it is. With
mm-hmm.
the fame, with the fame, and the money R. Kelly had, there are
yeah.
people in this world who like that shit. Lock me in the room, beat my ass, piss on me. I mean, there are people out there who like that shit. So with the fame and money,
yeah,
he
there
had,
definitely are.
You could have went ahead and found somebody like that. They could have been happy. You could have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, it's a sickness. When you manipulate. And you mess over little young women like that, man. That's young people like that.
The thrill for somebody in that situation is the whole being a predator. That's
right.
part of the thrill. Being
right,
a being predatory.
He was seeking out kids. He was going to malls
yeah.
and high schools looking for little young girls.
Yeah, his entire action is all predatory. All predatory. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's called turning them out. That's his thing. He'd like to turn them out.
Mm. But, you know, like
once
I said,
if you've been molested, normally you grow up to start molesting people.
Well, you it don't happen. That ain't like no high percentage of shit, but it's understandable.
It does happen, yes.
Yeah, but I get the fact that he went through trauma. And, again, if that's real, you know, I don't wish that shit on nobody. But I will tell you this, though, before we start digging in R. Kelly ass too deep, people who go through that shit, all the counseling in the world, unless you went through that shit, You can't reach that. You can't really understand that kind
of
shit.
He didn't seek help. He didn't seek help. He seeked to hurt. That's the thing. He didn't seek help. He seeked to hurt. He wanted to satisfy these urges.
Yep. Right.
His payback was, I'm not going to get help. Somebody else going to feel this shit like I felt it.
Mm-hmm. But to
the
people around him, to me, his team did not help him at all because they knew he had a sickness and no one did anything. They went out and really enabled him because they went in to get girls.
Well, here we go. 100. Here go 100 again. I'm on the team. I work for R. Kelly. I ain't got no other skills, but he breaking me off mad cake every 2 weeks. I'm going to stop that mother. I'm going to stop him from doing what he do. I mean, now don't get me wrong. I mean, you're going to keep your, most times, you're going to keep your mouth shut and satisfy yourself with the thought knowing that's not me doing it, but what the hell? I'm going to get paid. Most people are not going to stand up and go to trial against him because if that were so, some of them cats that work with him right now will be testifying against him. Not happening.
True. Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm just talking.
But if they testify against him, they go to jail for human trafficking.
Well,
because
they
were explicitly complicit in the actions that he had. They were out there. R. Kelly's a big star. He can't be walking around on the street picking up little girls.
Thank you.
Somebody's out here doing this for him.
Exactly.
So they all go to jail. And moving girls from, Chicago all the way to Atlanta? That's human trafficking. As soon as you cross state lines with a minor.
That's right.
Like, the list of charges goes on and on. I'll be honest with you. You kind of got to look at our society right now. What's wrong with our society? How come everybody let him go through that first trial? How come everybody let him go running around with Aaliyah? Nobody saw this. Everybody saw that this man had a problem. Everybody saw that.
That guy, he forged the papers to make Aaliyah older than what she was. He forged the manager. You forged those paperwork to make her older than what she was.
Yep.
Now,
he signed off on that.
I think he was looking at the big picture, the dollar signs. End of story.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
True.
But you know what?
He was hired to do a job, and that's what he did.
That's my job. I ain't asking no questions.
But
you know
still
what?
Lied and co-signed off on that. You know what I mean?
Listen.
So he could marry her.
Right.
And he knew she was a minor.
That's right.
We criminals,
the whole marriage thing, I think, was only because she was a well-known public figure like him. So he can't just take a well-known public figure, go lock her in a room somewhere. People are going to say, where did Aaliyah go?
Right, he couldn't do that, right.
He couldn't do that. So he had to put it on paper so that he can go do his little sneaky crap in the back room. He couldn't do that with a public figure like that because people would have been like, what's going on with her? You know what I mean?
Well, wasn't it
somebody would have spoke up, it would have been way fast. Huh?
Wasn't it that he thought that she was pregnant? That's why they nipped that in the bud, they got married?
That's a rumor had it that she was pregnant.
Allegedly, she was pregnant
and had an abortion.
But now hold on. Now again, Aaliyah was the big star. Aaliyah was the big name. But again, this being Blog Talk Radio, Hodge the Hodge podcast, we talk about rumors and we talk about shit that ain't been proven. So, have anybody been made aware of the story that Aaliyah and her mom, some story about Aaliyah and her mom with R. Kelly to the point where R. signed over all the rights to publishing to Aaliyah and her mother?
Her parents.
Oh, wow.
Her parents,
because to keep him from keep him from getting locked up, they wouldn't press charges against him.
In fact, I got about a 1 minute 10 second clip on Farrakhan talking to R. Kelly. Give me a minute for your time, please.
I had a 4-hour talk with R. Kelly. Now listen, no. He came to our home with 6 of his friends.
How old were they, Brother Minister?
And I told them,
you got to get them young girls out of my house.
I have had a message in my heart for you for over 20 years. And I'm so glad for the opportunity to share it with you. He was managed by a friend of mine. Barry Hankerson. And Barry told me I'm going to get rid of him. I said, Barry, be patient. I said, that boy is deeply spiritual. A man can't write no songs like that and not have God all up in him, but he's got to be cleansed. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of you in here have done something wrong. But you are not evil people.
You see, I just played that clip from the brother Minister just to show that we just some forgiven as folks as a nation. And when we start dipping in and out of that religion type pool, this is how people like R. Kelly might be able to survive or exist in the status which they hold, continuously. In other words, this is how he can continue going on. You know, you got Minister Farrakhan talk about, you know, the Lord ain't finished with him yet. You got him showing up at Whitney's funeral. Because, again, I don't care how evil he is or how sick he is, the nigga can sing. You know what I'm saying? So if you get past the person he is and just get into his music, which I don't really think you can separate the two, then you can't support his music and not support him being that evil ass shit that he do. You can't do this to the.
I
don't
think
you can separate him.
He said he's a man was deeply spiritual. He said he can't write no songs like this unless the man is deeply spiritual.
See, but again, that's
I don't know where he got that from. I don't know where you got spiritual from.
Me either.
This man talked about, listen, for lack of a better word, fucking all day. That's pretty much what he talked about. He ain't talking about much else. You know what I'm saying? There's not too much else that was going on in his lyrics. I don't see anything spiritual about it.
But you know what though? When a man like Minister Farrakhan. And again, his speech is always, or his speech in that case is always about that whole forgiving process that they bought into. But when he speaks, you know what that does? Again, that makes, instead of people want to beat R. Kelly ass, that makes people want to hug R. Kelly. Now, me personally,
and accept him.
I don't mind hugging him, but you got to beat that ass first, though. Cause speaking metaphorically, beat that ass, but that's just some. I don't know. How do you help somebody like that? How do you help somebody?
You got to realize what damage is being done.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
A predator like that doesn't know what kind of
help. Hold on 1 second, brother. Go ahead.
Brother Hodge, you know who this is. let me chime in a little bit.
Go ahead.
Hi to everybody, first of all. You know what I'm saying? But this is my point of the whole matter. This is my whole of the whole matter, right? My point. What I'm trying to say is, and I said this last night when I was talking with a couple of brothers and sisters, we were talking about the same situation. Where are the fathers, the uncles, and the brothers? Where are they? How could this be that nobody stepped to him? I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? How could where are the men in these girls' family? No one can tell me that all of them didn't have a male in their family. Nobody was able to step to him. This is Chicago. Ain't number guns out there. Somebody could have stepped to their ass a long time ago. I'm keeping 100 right here.
Not one stand up brother at all, huh?
our uncle, somebody. Y'all know me. Y'all listen. Those who know who I. Y'all know how I talk. Let's keep it real right here. Come on.
Easy, brother.
They're somewhere getting paid. That's what they're doing.
Somebody's getting paid. Some brothers, all about the money. That's exactly what I say. Somebody is being paid off. Because that
right.
Man should have had some bullet holes in it. Let's keep it real. That's right. I can't stay on long because I'm trying to take care of this business here. For peace and blessings, okay? And everybody who's on, keep talking, all right?
I get at you, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Brother Hodge, I'm going to talk to you. You know that. Right.
Yeah, no doubt. I get at you.
All right. Keep it real.
Sure.
Later.
Hey, but listen, you know, again, he is definitely, you know, he bears most of the burden or the most of the weight on this sick shit. But I just want everybody to understand, if you condemn R. Kelly, then you got to condemn some other people or you're not right. It's either one or two things. Either you're against messing around pedophilia, messing with young girls, or you're not. You can't be against and hating R. Kelly, but you still love Elvis Presley. See, the two don't mix now. Then we what we start
we
doing. We got to
get
is,
all of them, man.
All of them. It's either 100% or nothing. And that way, hey, well, that's how you keep shit real.
How do you think society is going to really deal with this? Because right now, we did knock Bill Cosby over. We're going after R. Kelly. And so what's going on with Weinstein? We just going to build a case for forever? We're building a Fed case against him. We're doing a RICO, huh?
Yeah.
We're doing a RICO.
What's taking so long with him?
Brother,
we're going to get back to Weinstein in 1 second. Go ahead, brother. Messenger, get in there.
Well, one of the things I just want us to understand, and trust me when I say it, I understand what it is that everybody's saying, but I think we're just looking at what it is that we see or perceive as being so just outrageous. And I'm once again, I feel the same, but we've got to understand that there might be something truly, truly wrong with this man.
Well,
just because he can sing.
There definitely is.
Right.
Goes without saying.
Without a question.
Yeah.
So because of that, we're looking at it because of the fact that he's got a nice voice, that we should hang him by the highest tree. We should have gotten him some help a long, long time ago, but because of the fact that he can sing, a lot of stuff was done, and as everybody has mentioned here as well, a lot of stuff was done, but there was a lot of consent to a lot of the crazy stuff that he was doing, all because of the mighty dollar. So now to shut him down and kill him and hang him by the tree and stuff like that because he, R. Kelly, my baby sis was bringing to my attention and stuff. This man don't even know how to read.
Right.
So we've got to understand that it's more to it than this. And because it seems so totally wrong to us, we've got to understand, as the brother Farrakhan was saying, that if we look at it from a bigger perspective instead of our judgmental aspect, the way that we see it, then we might be able to, as you guys have said, we're such forgiving people. It's not so much that we're forgiving. We've got to understand that same rule that we judging him could be used against us. And if we all stop for a moment, well, not all of us, but if some of us stop for a moment and look into our closets, we've done some stuff over the years, maybe not as serious as that, but we've done some stuff over the years that just because of the time and the nature wouldn't be smiled upon today.
Hey, but listen, we're not on a 5-part series.
Wow.
Our shit right now ain't being put out.
I know that's right.
He don't get no pass from me. Yeah. He don't get
not
no
at
pass.
All.
Nah.
Not at all.
What he did does severe psychological trauma and damage to those children. They'll never be the same.
They'll never be the same. They'll never come
what
back.
What he's done is beyond. Yeah, they don't come back from that. That's something that they have to live for the rest of their life.
No.
If they're able to find a mate, you can't do anything with them because of the fear of being raped.
And as far as this is concerned, yes, I fault him because he took who he was, the star that he was, and he took that and manipulated that and pretty much was a predator with it. You went to high schools and malls and seeked out little kids and did perverted things with them. And I also fault the people around you because they co-signed it and helped you. So this was a collective effort. This was
hey,
a collective
girl.
Effort. So it's enough blame to go around. But he don't get a pass on it. Not at all.
Well,
not
baby
at all.
Girl, did you see, hold on one second. Hold on one second, Cass. Did you see what was it? His high school teacher said, I'm sorry, I used to come outside and tell Robert to get his ass away from around here looking for these little young
Oh, wow. This is what I mean. Everybody knew it. And they did nothing.
And nobody did. She and you know what? She's bringing up a really important part. She's bringing up a really important part right there is that everybody knew it and nobody did anything.
And you know what?
So to me,
they're all
just as guilty as he is.
When you don't confront it, you co-sign it.
Right.
That's
absolutely
the reality of our society.
Absolutely.
If you don't fight it, you co-sign it.
That's
what
it is.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what, though?
I say it, but all the judges, all those people who were in that case where you had the little girl with the tape and everything, they're all complicit in that. You know what I mean? Like, the blame.
And to me, also, Aaliyah's uncle, that was the manager, allegedly, he knew that R. Kelly also had a problem with the little girl. And yet, he would leave Aaliyah with R. Kelly. So, to me, he's just as guilty also.
Yep.
By themselves.
Listen,
and he was her uncle. He was the uncle of Aaliyah, and he would leave her with him. So he's just as guilty.
It's a whole lot of people who's got to share a whole lot of blame on this. But again,
absolutely, there's enough blame to go around for everybody.
But what I like to tell people is simply this. Again, now check yourself. And I said this earlier. If you're going to be mad or you're going to desire, if you're going to stop supporting R. Kelly records because of what he did. Now, again, either you a fake ass because you following popular culture right now, or if you're going to be real, that means if you're going to boycott R. Kelly, like the brother said earlier, what about Weinstein? And we going to boycott Weinstein products? Huh? Or are we just going to do the brother like that?
I'll be honest with you.
Well, and I think the state of Georgia is getting ready to come after R. Kelly now, too. I think the state of Georgia, because I think they're a commerce state, I think they're getting ready to come after R. Kelly now, too, since that documentary came out.
But again,
he might have some problems with the state of Georgia now.
He's going to get what he's going to get, because trust me, you can't do that. And again, all these stories.
Baby boy.
All these stories. Seem to
TV for a little bit.
All these stories seem to be adding up, but all I'm saying is, if this shit is true, then that's just foul. And I mean, when you start capturing people, holding them against their will. Now, let me say this, and before we get ready to transition, if R. Kelly has just got this thing where he ain't happy unless he having sex with young girls. Again, that kind of shit, you give him treatment for. But if he's the kind of person that he ain't happy, unless he creating prisoners. See, there's a different kind of treatment. They call that shit cell block something. Hey, watch this.
So you talking about that jail love? It's like Stockholm syndrome.
If for some reason your cell is always open at night. That's how you want to live. Let me let you live how you want to live. But this time, somebody going to be the predator on your ass, yo. But I say to the cast.
Wasn't one of those girls
with him
for like 9 years? How do you spend nine years locked away? Basically a prisoner.
But how did he get away with that? Because them girls could have left. Ain't nobody go nowhere. Hey, hold on one second.
But you know what's bad about it, too?
Go ahead.
Y'all bringing him to the light now, but again, I'm still confused as to why nobody's talking about Harvey Weinstein anymore. Now they're turning it on to Stacey, right? Like, no, we want to see him condemned for all the things that he did. Y'all were so fast and quick to throw Bill Cosby in prison.
Hey, now, wait a minute, sis.
It's just so much predatory shit going on in the music industry, and it's been going on for a long time. I'm taking this all the way back to...
I'm sorry.
Nobody cared about it.
I hear what you're saying, but again, we are trying to say something about it, and again, we spoke about Weinstein, and my thing to everybody is wrong, and again, if it's wrong for apples, then it's wrong for oranges. And if it's wrong for Bill, then it's wrong. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all want,
let's not just be
agree with that in one, because in this country, let's be honest, in this country, when we talk about apples and oranges, we're talking about brothers and we're talking about white people. Let's just be real with it. Let's call it what it is. We're talking about black people. We're talking about white people. We're not going to put Bill Cosby in jail all fast, even though he did do something stupid and he said, hey, I did something. He did do something stupid and say, hey, I did something. That's why they extradited him into this jail. But I gotta sit here and say, what is taking so long with Harvey? What's taking so long? We have people coming forward left and right. What's the hold up? What's going on with Kevin Spacey? Let's be for real. This man, he was raping men. Let's be for real. He was raping men. We gotta shut. There's a whole lot of this Hollywood culture that needs to be shut down. What's up, man?
Well, I know R. Kelly is coming out with his team is working on something now called Surviving the Lies. So he's supposed to be coming out with something to show where a lot of those girls that was on that documentary were lying. And so he's supposed to be coming out with proof for that. So that's coming out shortly. Where a lot of them were lying. Well, at least one of them anyway. One of them on there, he said he has proof to show that they were lying. But she was lying anyway.
Okay, that's
one of them anyway.
One.
Yeah, but
that's
you know what?
Exactly.
Again,
that's
Kelly.
One.
That's
exactly.
One, bro.
That's what
one.
I said, too.
You
that's
got,
one.
We got a lot. I got a list of charges for you, bro.
Where
my binder at? I got a whole binder full of charges for you, bro.
That's what I said, too.
But you know what? The fact that you married Aaliyah knowing that she's underage. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not saying that makes you guilty of everything else, but damn it, it sure points some heavy fingers at you, man.
That's right.
It shows intent. It shows intent. It shows a predatory attitude and taking that whole pimp mentality with these young girls.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a record deal, make you great, and then I lock you in a room with a bucket.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, I got any new callers on tonight. Want to get your voice heard? Now's the time. I'm sorry. If you got a lot of background noise, I got to kind of muffle your microphone. But if you need to get a word in, go ahead and do so. Hey, but listen, okay, I'm not going to give R my whole half hour, the last 20 minutes. Like my title said, we're going to go from predator to president.
Yeah, my goodness.
We're going to go from predator to president. And again, we're going to try to keep the scales a little balanced. And what I mean by that, we go from R. Kelly holding.
What?
We go from R. Kelly.
It's okay. It's a little burnt. Stop.
I'm trying to find that background
noise. It's not a lot.
We go from R. Kelly to the president. And when I say the president, I'm talking about the man holding the nation captive, not no little teenage girls. What are your thoughts on this bullshit that we call a government shutdown? And is it really a shutdown? Because we're taking 800,000 people out of work. I'm sorry. I don't know any other way to call it other than some straight bullshit that the president got to have. What's your thought?
The fact that this is even able to happen, the fact that that's something that a president can do, like, he has the powers to do that. That's a little outrageous just from the beginning. There's a whole bunch of countries around the world that does not allow their leaders, their political leaders, pull moves like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we give our political leaders too much power in this country, if you ask me anyway, to the point where the people are almost helpless.
Yes. They make that very clear that your vote really don't mean your vote.
Nah, it don't. That's the republic part of this being a republic. They can decide with who they want to put in there. They choose. In my opinion, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't believe the president is elected. I believe he's chosen.
Okay, we're walking on the same side of the street right now, brother. Because if anybody thinks that we turn this great nation over to somebody every 4 years, well, that's the subject for a whole nother podcast. But let me ask you this. Let me say this to the cast. It's apparent that 45 ain't budget. I think that he is really, I think he's set to ride the rest of the damn presidency out on that wall, because there's two reasons. One, he don't care. And two, remember the old thing I love to say about abracadabra? While I got you focusing on a damn wall, oh, I'm really doing what somebody put me here to do.
Over here.
What it is I'm supposed to do. Again, Abra, you keep watching that damn wall, and one day you're going to wake up and find out he's going to say, damn the wall, because I've already got all the legislation I need to hold back whoever the hell it is I need to hold back. That's what's really happening. That's just to me. And I am a conspiracy theorist. I think that this bullshit about this wall is to keep you occupied on some other shit than what's really going on. But for the president...
Yeah, to keep you distracted from that Mueller investigation. They could have did this 2 years ago, but he put this in his back pocket because he ain't want to use it now. When Mueller start coming out with stuff that's getting closer and closer to him, now he brings this out, and that's all they're talking about is this wall or shutdown.
Yeah, but so you got to look at this for a minute.
He used the nation last night to get on TV, and that was all to raise money for his presidency when he reruns.
Let's talk like some fucking gangsters here for a minute, all right? We're going to be gangsters for a minute because that's what we're dealing with right now. We're not dealing with a presidential. We're talking about some gangsters. Look, I ain't giving y'all shit till I get this other $3 billion for my wall. What you going to do? Every time. Watch this.
I ain't
every
doing
time
nothing.
We,
not even your
nothing.
Taxes. Yep.
No, every time we get together, my first question is, yo, you got the money? You got the money? No. No. Okay. Holler. I'm a holler right now. Yeah, that's what it is right now.
But until people start fucking complaining, he ain't got to do nothing.
Huh?
As long as people ain't complaining, he ain't got to do shit.
This is the first week of missing them damn checks. Now, and let me tell you something.
I
got to tell you, my heart with them people, man, because there's nothing worse than I got a damn job. I want to go to work, but somebody else stopping me from doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have no say in this shit. And then he get on the newspaper and the TV talking about we are greatly united. I talk to the people. I don't give a damn who you are. Unless you papered up. Missing paychecks, I'm sorry. That's some suffering that I'm not trying to get used to. Unless I got, a couple of commas in the bank.
He ain't going to be able to keep it up. He ain't able to keep it up. Because at the end of the day, he's going to get jumped. There's too many people. He's going to get jumped. Well, politically, he's going to get jumped. There's too many people that's going to take an L on this.
But you got to understand, that shit don't matter to him. See, we're not talking about...
No, it don't, because the presidency never mattered to him.
Exactly.
He didn't want to win anyway. He just wanted to make the money that you get from the fame and notoriety from running. That's it.
Boom.
Right.
There we go. Boom. But the shit, but along the way, and again, I'm a conspiracy theory. I don't have shit to back this up other than I kind of understand. But along the way, and that bullshit, I want to get the popularity from running, he must have met somebody named Ivan. Ivan called an uncle. Maybe an uncle called the uncle. And they said, look, we can do that for you. And he said, stop playing. Nah, for real, we can do that. So they got together, hooked that shit up, and boom, here he is right now. But this ain't, watch this. He don't care about them people losing money. But you know what, though? Here's me. And I put this question to the cast. You give them the money just to put the 8,000 people to work. Now, somebody got to start calculating some damn numbers here. Is it beneficial? Because, listen, we know the damn wall don't make no damn sense at all. But if everything going to stop down over a couple of cents, and I know I'm sounding like I'm papered up, if everything going to stop because of a couple billion dollars, that don't make no damn sense. We waste more money on bigger shit than that.
Yeah.
But he's just a bully, though.
You know what
when do you give in to a bully? Like, when does it stop, though? Because he's a bully.
Huh?
All he do
you
is...
Have, his boss
I don't know. He's just a bully to me.
Thank you.
His boss is telling him what to do. His boss, Mr. Putin... Let's examine this. We're gonna examine Vladimir Putin for a second. For 1 second, I want to go into Vladimir Putin. Do we know that this man is the only person in the modern age to literally take territory? Literally has taken land. Nobody's taken land since, like, what, World War II? He's taken territory. This man is evil genius. So, would he, him running Trump the way he's running it, who benefits from the U.S. government being shut down? China and Russia, who just happen to be allies. They benefit from our government shutdown.
One of the things we have to understand is, and I hate to go messenger on you guys, but you got to understand that what a person soweth, they shall reap. We as a nation has done that for years. And now, as Brother Malcolm said, the chicken has come home to roost. And this is what's going on. And,
well, damn it, I ain't ready
so
for that.
That's what I'm saying. Damn it, I ain't ready for that.
The universe is ready for it because this is something, even with as far as Trump, everybody knew what kind of person he was, but because of their racist attitudes, they would rather have that. They thought that he would do better than anybody else. They loved his racist attitude, and that's what they voted for. So you got to be careful what you ask for, because they got just what they asked for, because he hasn't changed from day one since he started running for president. He told them this is who he is, and they said, you know what, this is what we want, and so this is what we've got. And so as a collective body, and not just here on the pod, but as a collective body, as a nation, we've got to stand up and stop this type of thing. If not, it will continue to happen, because you cannot get around the universal law of what a person sow, they shall reap.
Well, then let me ask you this question.
That. I don't care.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Do you give them the money for the wall?
We need to reap back some of our power as people. We need to reap back some of our power from these politicians. These politicians shouldn't be able to say, oh, you got dirty water, I'm going to go hide in my mansion. See you later. Should not be able to do that.
Hey, that's correct. We have to reap it back by getting your
right.
We gave them the power. We gave them the power to do that. We are the ones who are supposed to vote in people that represent us. And if you pay attention, the Democratic Party, the people that they've placed in office now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but they have that mentality now that they're trying to give the people their power back. It's not going to be an easy fight. White people ain't giving up their power that easy. But a change is in the making.
All right. Hey, Brother Metcher, let me reach. I haven't heard much from Sister Tippy. Sister Tippy, what's your feelings on the shutdown?
I think the shutdown is stupid, frankly. You're hurting the people that have no dog in the fight. And I don't mean that. I mean, they're not making the decisions. They're not controlling that. And, I mean, I have friends who aren't getting a paycheck, but they have to go to work. And they're not in a position to affect a change. That's terrible. I have a question for Messenger about the statement about something along the lines of the racists who voted for Trump. I don't like that statement.
Well, it's a fact.
And I want to come.
Go ahead.
If you go to any or watch any of his rallies or anything to that nature. Now, I'm not saying every single person that voted for him was a racist, but I'm saying the majority of them were. I'm saying the racist, because the majority of the folks that voted for Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, you can look at the people and hear what it is that they're saying that show racist tendencies. That's just a fact.
I got a question. Do we give him the money for the wall?
No.
No.
Do we give him
I ain't got it, homie. I ain't got it.
You ain't got it. You can't go on it. If I'm short, you can't go on the street a mill here, a mill there. You can't do that, man.
Man, I ain't got it, bro. Yo, check this out. Yo, holler at me next Thursday when I get paid, but I ain't got it right now, bro. You know what? I got some Legos, though, if you want to try to use some Legos to build this wall. That's about all he's getting, man.
because
hey,
you know what
the matter, if he got truth of the matter, if he got the $5 billion that he wanted,
yeah,
that's still
it
not enough
matter
to build the wall.
But
it's
listen,
not enough to build the wall.
All I'm
it's
saying
all
again, you gotta go back and understand.
Got what, 1.something billion after Sandy? What happened to that money? Every time we get a Republican money, it disappears. So I don't.
What happened to Mexico? I thought Mexico was going to give the money.
Hey, wait a minute.
What happened to that?
That was, watch this, but you see, though, that was the campaign. I'm going to build that wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it. Well,
Mexico
was,
that's what he said when he was campaigning.
Well,
he told the American people that Mexico was going to build that wall, that
see,
we weren't going to have to pay a dime.
Well, even
what
then,
legacy he has, if he don't get this wall,
this though,
what legacy does his presidency have?
Watch this. But even then, when he was saying that shit, we still didn't want the damn wall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have to.
But
when he was
not,
talking
it's
that
not,
campaign,
it's not for us, man. It's for his base. If he get that, if he get the money for that wall,
it's his legacy.
He can tell
his
base, I delivered, and trust me, he will have a second term.
Let's
that's
he sat right in the White House and told Pelosi and that and what's the other guy that the Democrats wasn't gonna that he was gonna own this shutdown.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that? He was he put it on him?
Yeah.
Put it
yeah,
on
he
him,
did
right?
Say, it's going to be on me. I'm the one who shut
that
it
was
down
in the morning.
Myself. Da, 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 da. He said that.
That was in the morning. That was in the afternoon. He changed his mind. But
you
know,
how that goes.
But I'm
you
saying, why can't anybody hold him to what he says? Because if I was a Democrat, I would hold him to everything he says.
Because he has the office of the presidency, and we as Americans don't hold that office responsible for shit.
Okay, hold up 1 second, Kenneth. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to ask a question and just give me your answer to it. Do you give him the money for the wall? I didn't say that we need the wall.
Nah, bro.
Wait, hold on. Let me fatten that up a little bit. Do you give him the money and allow 800,000 people to go back to work? Or do you say, you stay in this test? Wait a minute. Or do you say, fuck you, you're not getting the money? And those people just got to ride it out for your bullshit. Do you get the money or not?
They ride it out. They ride it out.
Ride
but
it out.
Then, like a union does, after this is over, you owe them all back pay.
That's
you
right.
You owe them all back
right.
pay.
That's
because
what I'm talking
because
about.
Because it's not that they didn't want to go to work. You put them out of work. So you owe them all back pay. Retro that shit to the beginning of the damn shutdown. And now you got to pay all these people.
Let me ask you this. They can't override him? The House can't override the president on this?
No,
he can't, they can't override?
That's up to Congress.
Where are all safety guys? This is one of those things
the...
I was trying to discuss.
Wait a minute.
Where are all safety guys?
One at a time so we can get in. Go ahead.
It has to be the House and the Congress together to do it. But once again, we have to understand, you spoke about the smoke and mirrors, and this is what's going on. I'll say it again. You got to understand, it's not even about the money with him, because if you gave him $5 billion, he cannot build the wall. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's just numbers he's throwing out there. And what's going to happen is the same way he's coffered off all of that money he had for his inauguration, Trump is just in here trying to make as much money as possible for himself. And this is what it's all about. And that $5 billion, I guarantee you, somehow, some way, five of the companies that got contracts to build that wall, half of that money's coming back to Trump. That's how he's made his living throughout his life.
But
We saw it happen during the Iraq
That's
war.
Right.
But see,
we saw it happen.
Question,
That's what Bush
see,
did.
Listen, we're not talking politics, y'all. We're not talking politics. We're not talking we sit down at a table and negotiate. All I'm saying is you understand that man ain't budget. So we have to weigh the difference between billions of dollars to him for that wall or the effect that it's doing on people. And let me just say this also. You talk about a rotten-ass nation, United States of America. You know, how dare a goddamn real estate office foreclose on my house because I'm a government employee and the government has a shutdown? I just see, again, that ain't only his bullshit, but as a nation, how about this?
while the president, while the government is doing that bullshit, all mortgages, if you were paying on time, you get a pass until this shit is over. Now you're helping people. Now maybe you could have a little area to breathe. But, you know, this shutdown stay going long enough, and the president got no plans on stopping it. If I lose my house because of a damn shutdown, I mean, is that fair to me? Then you're going to wonder why I'm on Channel 6 News all crazy and shit running around rolling on the street. So the nation
that'll only
be nobody can even ask you to spread it up because they robbed you for your house.
Hey,
that's what
it,
I wanted
to, fair to me?
I wanted to say that, but I said rolling on the street, but go ahead.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, brother.
No doubt, man.
Hey, is it fair to me that I lose my house because a bunch of people on Wall Street decided they want to hook up some kind of cocktail and all of a sudden it explodes on them and they get their money and I lose my house? Is that fair?
No.
Hey, man, they robbed
fair,
everybody
fair
and then we paid
that's
them.
Right.
And then
that's
we
right.
paid them with a bailout.
Well,
we paid them to rob us.
We, that's
we
right.
We paid
exactly.
to rob somebody.
That's
so
right.
So you're saying, hey, are we in agreement? That we're in agreement or not in agreement that these mortgage companies should relax on the federal employees who are employed and my mortgage is based on my federal income that the government has to shut down. Should they get a pass?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Federal
they should get
yeah.
a pass.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We
absolutely.
Need to take it past federal employment. How about the people
that's
out there busting their butt every day and they can only get paid $10 an hour while the owner gets paid $10 million?
We can't watch
that?
This. Hold on
so
now. Wait a minute. Time out.
That's capitalism at its best.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
We can't watch
that. It's worse.
We can't address all that shit tonight. I'm just saying, okay.
That's capitalism, baby. If you get $1 and I get 10, that's just how that goes, baby. That's capitalism.
But again, I'm bringing this back down to a narrow effect here. I'm just talking about right now. If I go to work, I'm not out of work. I mean, again, I understand jobs going out of business, but all I'm saying is the shutdown is some bullshit. Me personally, I write that president a check in the morning, and I would tell my constituents, hey, listen, folks, we're going to pay this $3 billion, $4 billion because I want you to get back to work. And now when you get back to work, again, now we can also reorganize, as Jesse would say, we can reorganize, and now we can put up a better fight. But if you losing houses, you out of work, all that's going to do, that's going to make you angry. And when you're angry, a protest turns into a fucking mob when you're angry, when you are irrational.
We need to stop with the protesting stuff. Because I'll be honest with you. Let's be for real. With the protesting is a waste of time. And I truly believe that. Your demonstration and standing in solidarity is all beautiful. You want to stand in solidarity, stand on your dollar. Because if I'm Trump and you're protesting down underneath my building, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to laugh
close the
at
blinds.
You.
I'm
going to close the blinds. I'm going to climb up on the roof, hop in my helicopter, and get the fuck out of there. So what you're doing matters not at all. You're not affecting me. You're not changing my life. You know what you're doing? The only thing you're doing is harassing those around you. Those who need to be on your side, you're harassing them, blocking off the highway and doing all that retarded stuff. You're not doing anybody any favors with that. If you want to make effect in this country, do it with your dollars.
Hey, but listen, we're at the 90-second mark. There was one or two microphones I had to silence out real quick, but I got you on now. You can get your remark in there. Go ahead, 862. Okay, with that
Hello,
being said.
Brother.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Yes, my brother. How are you doing?
I am great. Hey, but listen, right now my time is up for this hour. Let's get ready to sign off. Hey, listen. This is co-producer from Hodge to Hodge, Block Talk Radio. We podcast here Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. My switchboard was kind of full tonight, so I'm liking the 9 o'clock time. Again, this is a filter-free podcast. If you feel it, you say it. And again, we want to get true emotions. And again, true emotions from whatever it is that you feel true emotions from. You may not agree with our position. You may not agree with our position, but this is what it is on the attic. So this is co-producer with the whole cast. Everybody gets your good nights in. We got about 10 seconds.
Good night, everybody.
Hey,
nice to meet y'all.
Cool.
Good night,
man. I'm
stepping in the name of love.
You stepping? Go ahead, watch it. As long as you're playing the Pied Piper, bro.
So,
I ain't following
you.
You still believe you can fly, brother?
You still believe you can fly?
I can fly.
I used to love that song. Damn.
Yeah. Used to. I used to. But now that I understand, I told somebody earlier, I used to love that song somewhat like the national anthem. Now that I know the words, it don't mean the same.
Yeah. Don't mean nothing.
If you hear, you'll still start patting your feet.
Yeah.
You still got the key to ignition? All right.
Yeah, to drive you out of state. That's what he's doing. He drive you out of state. That's what he's doing with the key.
Oh. Hey, watch this last thing. That series about In the Closets, how many was it? Five? I mean, from his songs? From Mr. Bandcamp.
I don't remember two of them songs, man.
Yeah, they gave him a five series episode. Hey, good night, y'all. We're out of time.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.